Now we have reached the end of Information Desk, we can turn to some news items. Shops and businesses are in the news with the closure of another bank branch and the possible closure of a local hotel, but a milestone for long-standing Norwich business, Gerald Giles. The Barclays Bank branch in Whitefriars, alongside Norwich Puppet Theatre, had been open for more than 10 years, but has shut due to a lack of in-person customers coming to visit. Barclays claimed that only 16 customers used the branch as the only way to do banking, and that 91% of its customers had used online and phone services in 2021. Barclays has asked the City Council for permission to return its part of the building to its previous state, with its ATMs removed. The closure means the closest Barclays branch will be in Red Lion Street in the city centre. It's understood that all of the staff at the Whitefriars branch have been offered new opportunities.
The Grade 2 listed Stour Grange Hotel in Drayton could be turned into three homes under plans submitted to Broadland District Council. The application comes following the owner's concerns that the business, which is also a restaurant and wedding reception venue, may be unsustainable. The Grange was first built in the 1600s with extensive rebuilding and enlargement in the 18th and 19th centuries. It was previously used as a rectory before being turned into a hotel. The hotel sits 4 miles from the centre of Norwich and has 2 acres of grounds, with rear landscaped gardens and woodlands. The proposal looks to maintain a design layout which remains loyal to the existing internal and external design, to retain architectural features, original access routes, and ensure the generous spaces continue to be provided at all floor levels.
From wood cabinet TVs to self-operating ovens, household appliances have changed a lot since the 1940s. But for one family whose Norwich shop has been kitting out homes with the latest tech for the past 75 years, one thing remains the same. Customer service is always going to be the most important part of what we do, said Paul Giles, CEO of Gerald Giles Electronics Shop, now based on Burr Street. As the son of Gerald Giles, company founder and lifelong electronics enthusiast, Mr. Giles the younger grew up surrounded by the most exciting new releases in the world of household tech. He has fond memories of his father inviting customers to their house with their dirty plates so he could demonstrate the latest innovation in kitchen tech, the dishwasher. Mr. Giles said, "Our shop on Rose Lane sold one of the first dishwashers in Norfolk. We're used to seeing them nowadays, but back in the 1960s, people were astonished." Established in 1943, the company specialised in selling and installing fluorescent lights, which were the cutting edge of technology at the time. The shop was based on Rose Lane for nearly 50 years before moving into its current site on Burr Street in 2007. 4 years later, it merged with Blowfield-based retailer Snellings, whose director was a long-time friend of Mr. Giles Sr.
The future of a historic Norwich building with hidden street is uncertain as its current tenants have been given notice to leave. The Shoebox is a social enterprise based at 21 to 23 Castle Meadow in the city centre, which is a community hub. The building has a rich history, and in 1861 it was purchased by James Pond, who turned it into the booming Ponds Foot Fitters. Two flights of stairs below ground level is a hidden street and undercroft, featuring architecture dating from the 15th century, and tours have been run there since 2017. This was initially through a collaboration with the charity that originally occupied the premises. The Shoebox Enterprises then took on the lease in May 2021 and began operating tours independently as the Shoebox Experiences. The Shoebox Experiences CIC has now announced that it has received notice from the private owner and landlord of the building to terminate the lease. The social enterprise has confirmed that it will leave the site in April 2024.
A huge store in the centre of Norwich has been completely transformed as Mountain Warehouse opens in the former home of Topshop. The new 11,000 square feet shop is located at 15 to 17 Haymarket and is the outdoor clothing and equipment retailer's second branch in the city, with the other one in nearby London Street. The Haymarket unit has been vacant for more than 2 years after the fashion brand Topshop shut its doors in February 21. The opening of the Norwich store has created 18 new jobs.
In Norman times, the city of Norwich was the second most important in the UK after London. Now it has been highlighted as a city of historical importance to connect the study of Norman migration to other sites around Europe. Expert Fabrizio Di Salvo is calling for Norwich to be included in a new group to be called the Euro-Mediterranean Federation. It comes following a special conference that was held last month in Sicily, Italy, involving scholars and groups from across the globe, including UNESCO. In 2012, Norwich was named as England's first city of literature by UNESCO. Mr. Di Salvo said, "Norwich and Norfolk have caught my attention due to the sheer amount of Norman structures. The cathedral there, I know, was built by Herbert de Losinga and is one of the most complete Norman structures in Europe, not to mention Norwich Castle, which was established by William the Conqueror. It would be great to even consider hosting the next event there, especially due to the welcoming nature of the inhabitants."
Norwich Transport took a step into the future as the fleet's new electric buses were officially launched. The new era kicked off with the Pink Line number 11, ferrying passengers from the hospital into the city centre. First East of England MD, Piers Marlowe, said, "This is a huge step forward. We can anticipate a time with no diesel." He added that each bus should reduce CO2 emissions by 75 tonnes per bus per year, and the plan is zero tailpipe emissions by 2035. He said, "We still believe in a zero emission agenda. That's a deadline that still exists for us." Aside from the low emissions, the new buses feature USB chargers and are considerably quieter than their predecessors. The only sound is a low rumble that acts as a warning to cyclists and pedestrians. It's an approved sound as used by TfL, Transport for London, and has been used in other cities throughout the country.
Now we have reached the time for our second feature for you, which is again read by regular feature reader Ian Robertson. I think we can acknowledge that every town and city has its own special place names. Norwich is no exception, and the Evening News asks where some Norwich streets got their names, and they take us through a few of them.